This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. He said the Speaker disallowed the Leader of Opposition and other opposition leaders to speak in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Mr. Javed said Mr. Birla failed to maintain an impartial attitude necessary to command the confidence of all sections of the House. The presiding officer Jagdambika Pal informed members that 10 hours have been allotted for discussion on the resolution. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of the Congress said the Leader of Opposition in the House, Rahul Gandhi, was repeatedly interrupted by the Speaker during his speech on the motion of thanks to the President's address. He said the Speaker acted with partiality during the proceedings of the House. Mr. Gogoi said this resolution has been brought as a responsibility to protect the dignity of the House, not personally against Mr. Birla. Amid the prevailing situation in West Asia, the government has invoked Essential Commodities Act 1955 to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production including LPG shrinkage requirements and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. It said the supply shall be maintained subject to operational availability to 100% of their past 6-month average gas consumption. The order further states the government shall ensure supply of natural gas to the fertilizer plants on 70% of their past 6-month average gas consumption subject to operational availability. It added that gas marketing entities shall ensure gas supply to tea industries, manufacturing and other industrial consumers supplied through the national gas grid is maintained at 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption subject to operational availability. The ECI has held a poll preparedness meeting with the State Chief Electoral Officer CEO, Nodal Officer of the State Police and Central Reserve Police Force in Kolkata today. The Commission is now holding a meeting with the Chief Secretary, DGP, and other senior officers of the Government of West Bengal, which will be followed by interaction with booth-level officers and a press conference. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. At the same time, he predicted that the conflict could end sooner than expected. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Trump said American forces had already inflicted serious damage on Iran's Air Force and Navy and suggested the war could conclude well within the initial 4-week time frame he had outlined. Wall Street stocks clawed back from a steep sell-off to close higher yesterday, staging a final hour rebound after U.S. President Donald Trump suggested the U.S.-Iran conflict could be nearing an end. Among the major indices, the Nasdaq Composite Index surged almost 1.4%, the S&P 500 rose over 0.8%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.5%. The Board of Control for Cricket, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 131 crore rupees for the Indian squad that won the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title. In a statement, BCCI Secretary Devajit Shaikia said the reward will be shared among the 15 players, coaching staff and other support staff of the championship-winning team led by Suryakumar Yadav. He further added that the exact distribution among support staff will be decided as per hierarchy. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% up in forenoon trade today. The Sensex rose at 315 points to 77,880, while the Nifty advanced 121 points to 24,149 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, auto and consumer durables stocks saw buying interest, while IT was bucking the trend. And with that, we end this news bulletin.